We're coming up on the fourth anniversary of the founding of a company that, you know, I really was intrigued to see if it would still be here 4 years from now. But not only is it here, it's thriving. Door.com, founded in 2015 by the CEO, Alex Dubow, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
So the whole premise is that I can sell my house for only $5,000.
That's right.
I don't have to pay 3%, 6% commissions,
right,
or anything else. And, you know, it's just in the last year. And the reason I called you, I wanted to talk to you, have you back on the show, is I've started seeing your signs around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's becoming not quite ubiquitous, but it's not, you know, it's not an unusual thing to see a door.com
closer sign to ubiquitous than we were 4 years ago. Let's put
a
it
lot
that way.
More so. So tell me what's happened. You've expanded. You're operating in other states right now.
That's right.
Tell me about the expansion.
So starting about a year ago, maybe a little bit less than that, we started getting licensed in states outside Texas. We launched here in DFW 4 years ago. Last year, we started selling homes in Houston, Austin, San Antonio, here in Texas. And earlier this year, we began getting licensed around the country. So we're now licensed in 11 states, including California.
11 states?
Right. California, Florida, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Georgia, et cetera. 11 states, yeah. And we're doing something pretty interesting now, which is different from what we were doing 4 years ago, but we're selling houses all over the country now, and we're going to market entirely virtually. So our agents are all here in DFW. They're all in Addison, just across the road, and they're selling houses all over the country.
So you physically, you've never seen the home, and never will see the home.
Correct. Yeah, to both of those things. True.
So how do you, so where's the value added to me as a homeowner? You know, an agent will come in and put furniture in and stage it and take pictures that make it look bigger than it is and maybe help me sell it.
Right. You know, you have to think of the market in two, maybe even three distinct blocks. You've got on the bottom end of the market and bottom from the perspective of not many people do it, you have for sale by owner, FSBO. And that's about 9% of the market, 8% of the market. So most people don't want to sell their house on their own. On the upper end of the market, you have the luxury space, and that's about 2% of the market. Those are the million-plus-dollar homes in Dallas-Fort Worth prices. And that is the market where you have agents commonly going to your house to meet buyers who are looking at it. They may pay for staging. More often than not, though, the client is still paying for staging. It's not the agent paying for that out of their pocket. And then the middle of the market, so 88% of the market, let's say, vast majority of people sell their house with a traditional agent. And they're paying 6% commission when they go to sell the house.
So that's your sweet spot right there?
Right. And a slight nuance there, which is the what we think of as the mass affluent market. So the house that circles around $500,000 in Texas prices, that's the household that tends to gravitate towards door.com.
So you have evolved because you had other offices besides Dallas, right?
We did, yeah. And what really surprised us, and to your point, your question, you can now value homes online better than you can in person, just kind of using the rule of thumb. It is much more precise to value a home using data than just quote-unquote local market knowledge. And we see that all the time. The agent who claims that their 30 years of living on a particular block allows them to value a home better than the data that's available to value a home, more often than not, that's just not true.
So you're saying a 4,000 square foot home in a particular zip code with the same composition, brick or whatever, and built in the same time frame is the equivalent of the same house two blocks over in price?
Sometimes not. And my favorite example of that is in the Park Cities, I remember looking at a house that was on Hillcrest versus a few houses in, and there was a $250,000 swing in lot value. But what we always do is we look at the structure price and then the lot value price. You kind of pull them apart and then put them back together to figure out what the house is worth. And that's one of my favorite examples because I think it points to this idea that you can say that's local market knowledge, quote unquote, that you would know that, oh, that house is worth less because it's on a major thoroughfare, or that house is worth less because XYZ. But that really comes out in the data if you take the time to look at it.
You know, the one common thing over the last 4 years during your lifetime, your corporate lifetime, is just one incredible housing market.
Yes, that's true.
How do you make it through the inevitable slump?
we were kind of talking about this before, but you know, you laugh, everyone's like, it's different this time, we're going up forever. And of course that's not true. You know, I think that when you look at what is inevitably going to be a housing market slowdown, we've got an incredible countercyclical value proposition, because you bought a house a couple years ago and suddenly you're underwater or flat. How do you make sure that you dig out of that hole? You lower your transaction costs. I think what's lost in the dialogue a lot is when you talk about paying a real estate agent 6% commission, that really means your house has to appreciate about 10% just to break even.
Yeah.
Because if you're selling it for the same price, you're taking a bath.
Good point. Good point. So you're a technology company, right?
Increasingly so. Yeah. One of our big metrics is, how do we make our agents more efficient? How do we automate the transaction by giving clients access to information much more quickly and much more transparently than they would get traditionally? So one example of that is, traditionally you rely on your agent to tell you market data, to tell you showing information, to give you feedback from showings, that sort of thing. When you're selling with Door.com, the instant we get feedback from an agent as to what their client thought about your house, that's being pushed to you. The instant we get an offer, our agent and you see that offer at the same time, so that you can dig through it together. We take a lot of that just administrative burden off agents through technology, so that they can sell many more houses annually than the average agent does, which makes them far better agents. So one of the things I've heard time and time again over the last 4 years is people say, agents in particular, you get what you pay for. You know, that's the disparagement I always hear. Oh, $5,000, you get what you pay for with Door.com. And of course, what else would they say? But I laugh at that now, because the average agent sells 4 or 5 houses a year. Ours sell 7 a month. So you get what you pay for is not true, because our agents are so much better than the average agent, because they sell many times as many houses every year as the average agent does. You know,
and you don't have to hold anything open on Sundays?
We don't do open houses because they don't sell houses. You know, they're a way for agents to find buyer clients.
So what have you learned through this? This sounds like there ought to be some portable skills out of this that are applicable not only to the housing market, but maybe to something else. Is there a spinoff out there in your future someplace?
I don't know. It's the I guess it's a 4-year MBA at the very least. I think one thing that's really clear in retrospect, but was non-obvious at the time. So when we talked 3 years ago, call it, we were putting employees, because all of our agents are employees. And 3 years ago, we were putting our agent employees into local markets. So we launched in Houston, we hired agents in Houston, right, et cetera. And what became really clear as we ran some experiments is, guess what? There is a big segment of the population now that is very comfortable doing things digitally, virtually, online. And in something that has traditionally been a very in-person, you know, physical industry, real estate, there is a big segment of the population that is comfortable with selling a house online these days. And I think that's really an interesting thing to have discovered when you think about it through the standpoint of what other industries are very physical that could be virtual.
Yeah, and I would think there would be some others. But I like I said, this is also a good time because, at least out here, there's been so much in-migration, and you've got to have shoppers who are relocating to this market that get to, you know, that like going through your inventory.
So that's a really interesting point too, because something like 13% of buyers are relocating into a given market into Texas. 87%, so almost 90% of buyers are relocating within Texas. Vast majority of them are moving within the same county. So I think the other thing that I've learned over the past few years is one of the real holdouts when it comes to what real estate agents say is their value proposition is, oh, I've got the buyers. Oh, our brokerage has the buyers, those sorts of things. It's kind of a scare tactic to get you to list with a traditional agent. The reality is 95% of people now start their search for a house online. So the marketplace has only become more digital and more transparent than it was 4 years ago when we first met. And there the number of transactions that happen just because a brokerage happens to have a buyer, quote unquote, is very small compared to the number of transactions that happen because of this thing called the internet that allows buyers to have functionally the same access to house inventory as agents do.
It's fascinating, and the lessons learned are fascinating too. I fully expect you to be at least in the lower 48 the next time we talk.
Yeah, well, we'll be licensed in all 50 by the middle of next year.
Well, all the better. Alex Dubay is the CEO and founder of Door.com. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
For more of our interview or to listen to it again, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.